G'day, welcome to Partakers and our series, Walking with Jesus. Jesus, unique, majestic, tender, wise, strong, and lovely. This Jesus who is the Son of God and is God. Yet this Jesus is also personal. Jesus calls you to follow him. Are you following him yet? If not, here is how you can follow this Jesus. If you happen not to be a Christian and you want to turn to God and be his child, there's no need for delay. God is ready and willing to take you as his own right now. You only have to ask him to forgive you and to give you help on the journey ahead, which he will do by giving you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Being a Christian is being in a nurturing and personal partnership with God. It's a partnership between God and yourself. The act of deciding to change course in midlife is what we call conversion. You may also know it as being born again, or deciding to be a Christian, deciding to follow Christ. When you place your faith in Jesus Christ, becoming utterly dependent upon him, you turn to God. That means that you have changed your intentions in the way you are going to live in the future. However, once you have made that decision, you leave behind your spiritual isolation and rebellion against God. As you live each day, becoming more involved with Jesus Christ, you will discover you are changing. You will find yourself doing things that please him, and you are developing your relationship with him. Until you enter into a personal relationship with God, sin, or that which alienates you from God, controls your rebellion against him. This sin can be seen in your attitudes and your activities. God asks you to accept his management and guidance of your life. When you do that, God's point of view and his strength become your point of view and your source of strength. You turn your mind, your will, and your heart to him for all you do. And because of Jesus Christ, and only because of this Jesus, nobody else, people can choose to be his children and have the following. God leaves it as a choice for humans to make because that is what love does. God is love, but love does not force. God does not force anybody to follow him, but rather he leaves it as a choice for each person to make as an individual. And by becoming a Christian, it means that you will have peace with God, access at all times to God, you will have a glorious hope and future. You will develop godly character. You will partake of God's amazing love. You will have salvation from future wrath. You will have reconciliation with God. And here's a wow, you will be called a friend of God. If you want to become a Christian, if you want to start following Jesus Christ now, here are three simple steps to take. Admit you have done wrong against God in the past and his ways, and turn away from those attitudes and behavior. Believe and trust in Jesus as your savior from the consequences of the anger of God towards you and your tendency to sin. Call on Jesus, receive Jesus, trust Jesus, obey Jesus, and worship him, recognizing him for who he is and what he has done. And confess you are a sinner, that you have gone your own way in life so far, and accept the Holy Spirit of God into your life as the major motivating force for what you do. Once your sin has been confessed, Jesus is believed in and trusted as Savior, then God the Holy Spirit enters your life and you are a Christian. He is your mark of being a Christian. You can now go and live a whole life following Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and putting your life in his hands. I hope you have done this. And when all these things happen together, instantly as you turn to God, being ready to grow in grace, wisdom, and knowledge. Are you ready? Go for it. And if you have made this decision, tell somebody, even if that somebody is on this website. Thanks for listening. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.